This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hope, الرجاء والأمل, subhanAllah. Having a sense of optimism, a sense of welcoming that which may be yet around the corner. Having a sense of a daybreak in the darkness of the night. SubhanAllah, you will notice the imagery, the similitudes and the metaphors that are given in the Qur'an, especially in the earliest revelations to the Prophet ﷺ. They always spoke about يُخْرِجُكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that from the darknesses that you find yourself in, the light will shine through. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. After the 10 nights and darkness, there were many occasions of human experience of hardship. Fajr is soon to arrive. The message of Muhammad has been delivered. Wadduha, by the daybreak. Washamsi wadduhaha, by the rising sun and the light that it fills. All of these are images that bring life into the darkness, light into the world after it had been made empty of it. And Allah gives us this hope where that even one speck of light lights up a room. If you've ever been in a dark room and your door opens just a sliver and light enters from it, subhanAllah, it can illuminate so much of the darkness that you were in. And that ray of hope, that ray of light is the Book of Allah. It is the Qur'an. It is the morality and the truth that it has been sent with. It is the moral stories and conviction that we learn from the life lessons of the prophets who preceded us that have been told through the narrative of the Prophet ﷺ's own life. Peace and blessings be upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Of the greatest elements of hope is that we recognize Allah will never lose any iota, any atom's weight of good that we have done. Equally, we recognize وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا in Surah Maryam, your Lord will never forget. Your Lord will never forget the footsteps you took to the masjid. Your Lord will never forget the pity in your heart when you saw someone disadvantaged or unwell. Your Lord will never forget the number of adhkar that you made, how many times you said Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, that if now I was to ask you how many times did you make mention of the name of Allah in your past week, you would say, I don't know, I couldn't count it if I asked. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Hope in a reward that is greater than what you can account for yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. With your thankfulness, you will be increased. And therefore, when you have hope, your hope gives greater hope, not just for yourself and for others. One of the ways that you show your gratitude to Allah is having a hopeful heart, one that is full of optimism, that is realistic in its perspective, but also that breaks through the bounds of the ghaib, that you recognize that what is unseen and known to Allah, unseen to us but known to Allah, is something that is a benefit to us even though we have not yet witnessed it into our life. Have hope in the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Have hope in the message of the Quran that it will be your salvation in this life and your salvation into the next. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us al-amal wal-raja', that we have hope that tempers our fear of Him and that it increases our love in Him. Allahumma ameen.